Today's learning for an issue of Chaim Lutz Rabshai and Moshe and Neil Rivki Bas Moshe is really starting Nachar and Moshe is just for Shlai B'chaim Moshe and Mamalki and Baruch Masar Mamalka Matitz and Taigal Dina and it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding, continuing on over here, we're in Simon Reish Samach Ches, continuing with the Mairev of Friday night. So yesterday we said that on Mairev, after Shmoneh Esrei, we say this Bracha Achas Me'en Shalish, sort of an abbreviation, short Chazaras Hashatz. The main reason that we do it was because of the Sakana, because people would come to shul late and we wanted to give them an opportunity to catch up. So we are holding by Seif Tes. Yantav Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos, if you have Yantav on Shabbos, Einai Masker Shal Yantav B'Bracha Me'en Sheva. We do not mention the Yantav in there. At all, we don't. We just say the Shel Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ain't a masket to loy tikniu ela b'Shabbos. The takana was on Shabbos. That fill of a Shabbos ain't a chayiv mitzada. Then really on Shabbos, as we mentioned, it was really it's Ma'ariv. There's no Chazaras Hashatz. So really on Shabbos, it also would not be the ela achache. I'm sorry, I lost the line. Mitzada din raksha tikniu mishum sakana canal. Whatever the takana sechama was, that's what we follow. The ein lohaysav alayu, we don't add anything on to it, and therefore we do not mention yontiv in it at all. Sif yud, ein oimrim bracha me'en sheva bebeis chasanim v'avelim. They used to make a minyan in the house of the chasanim, or in rachmana letzon in the house of avelim. The leka taima the ma'achon lavi sheyu nizaykin. We don't have the concern of Hezek, because remember, what was the whole concern of the Hezek was because the shuls were located outside of town. Over here, we're talking about they used to make the minig that on the Shabbos of the Sheva Rachas, they would make a minion in the house of the Chassan, or Rachman al-Islan, by Avelim, where they daven in the Avel's house. Over there, you're not outside of town, so there's no reason for it. Let's see, Mishavur, Bebeis Chassan, and Parish, Kimish, Shemispal, and Bebeisam, the minion. They used to daven in their house with a minion. Occasionally they make a minion. You make a block minion. It's not an official full shul. Then you don't say maganavis. Let's say there's a kvias, meaning every second Shabbos we daven here. The yesh sefer Torah etzlam, and they have a sefer Torah. There was the yurid, the market. So there was a certain time that they would always gather over there and daven. So although it wasn't a kvias for every single week, it was still a kvias during this time of the year we were daven. So if you have a place that people go for yontiv, but it's every year they go there for yontiv, and when they go there for yontiv, they have a sefer Torah. That is considered a kvias. You only need a kvias every week. Doimel beis hakneses kavua. That's viewed as a basic kneses kavua. And you do say the magen the bracha achas me'en sheva. The leka taima, so he said that in these base chasanim or the base avol, there's no reason. And the minig is yes to say it. You don't have to be meicha. That's what the magen avram brings down in the name of the redvaz. Prima godim says since the whole gezera, the whole takana was in order for the shuls that were outside. And yes, we still say it because, end of the day, once a takana is made, the takana is made. But if there's a shita that holds that there was never a takana in the base chasin or in a house that you're making a minion, so now it's a suffix brachas lahakol because you have some shitas who say you could if you want, or you have some shitas who say you can. So once it's a suffix brachas lahakol, then we shouldn't be saying it. Okay, let's see the mechaber sifyud aleph af b'shabbes she'acha yontiv. Even in a Shabbos that comes after Yontif, Oymen Bracha Me'en Sheva, we do say the Bracha Me'en Sheva. Now, what would be the reason to think not? The reason to think not, because let's say you have second day, first you have, let's say Yontif was Thursday night, Friday, and now you have Shabbos that is on it goes right into Shabbos. You have Yontif straight into Shabbos. What was the reason that we said? Because people came late to Shul. Lamaisa, when you had, why? Because they were running around preparing for Shabbos. Lamaisa, when you have Yontif going into Shabbos, there's much less to do. There's nobody went to work that day, right? It was Yontif. So therefore, there's less of a concern of people coming late. So you would think that a Yontif coming into Shabbos, you don't say it. Says the Mechaber that, yes, we do say it. Says the Mechaber, Sif Yud Beis. Ein Ledaber B'Shosh Aymer Vayechulu. You're not supposed to speak at the time that you say Vayichulu. Not only it's really on the time you say Vayichulu, we'll see, it's from when you finish Bnei Esrei till after Vayichulu. You're not supposed to speak. Okay. When the Shliach Tzibah is saying the Magen Avos and all that, the whole till the end of the bracha, you're not supposed to be speaking. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah and Ladaba, Betur, Shem Sevecha. See them. The Torah brings it down in the name of the Sefer Chassidim as follows: Ma'ase b'chassid echad. There was a certain chassid, Sheroi l'chassid achab b'moisai. He saw another one in his dream. Okay, when he was dead, upana v'arikas. His face had dropped. He was looked very dejected, very down. Amaloi lama panecha v'arikas. Why are you like that? Amaleib and sheyisi medaber v'vayichulu. I used to speak v'vayichulu b'shasha shayatiba oimer b'magen avos. Will be a scandal at Kalashani. That's why the person he saw, and obviously the Sefer Chassidim is bringing this down. This is not just a dream that somebody has. Obviously, there's a credence to this dream. And he's saying is that he saw his friend who had passed away already, and he saw him in his dream after he had passed away, and he looked very dejected. We would think, Noilam Haba, you're not dejected. And he said to him, why are you like that? He said, because I used to speak during Vayifulu and during Magen Avos. So we see the importance of not speaking at that time. Says the Mechaber, Sif Yud Gimel, Im hispal shachol v'lehiske shal Shabbos, oy shalei hispal klal, v'shama mishliach tzibra, bracha achas me'en sheva. Okay, either you davened your weekday Shemen Esra, or you did not daven at all, but you listened to the batfila, and you heard, remember we mentioned yesterday, that it's a mistake. A lot of times the batfila says the Magen Avos quietly, right? And we don't hear it. But you standing next to the Tefillah, and you heard the whole thing, the whole Brach Achas Me'en Sheva. But so if Yotza, Mechaber says you are Yotza. Okay. So Shama Mashiach Tziba says that, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting halacha. So if I got to Shul late, I didn't daven at all, or I daven the weekday Shemen Esra, I listened to this Brach Achas Me'en Shalosh, Me'en Sheva. I listen to this abbreviated version of the Shemen Esra. The Chabad tells me I'm Yaitza. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'shama Mishliach Tziba Mishum the Tfilas Avers Rishus. We know Shachar Semincha Zechayva, and Tfilas Avers is a Rishus. So therefore, Mekilim Ba says the Mishnah Berurah. The Chabad says we Mekel Yaitza. Yaitza. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this. L'chatchila. You should say mila b'mila together with the shliach tziva. Mintchilas habracha atzoyf barachat Hashem mekadosh Shabbos. You should say the whole thing together together with him. Now, although we earlier said that if you're being yoitza from the Baal Tefillah, okay. You and we learned this much earlier. If for whatever reason you can't speak, right? Somebody had surgery, they can't speak, so they're gonna listen to the batfila, they're gonna be yaitza, right? We said they don't have to say it. There's no, on the contrary, the batfila is saying the bracha, and you listen, then you're yaitza with the bracha of the batfila. All of a sudden, over here, Mishabura says that if I want to be yaitza my Shemen Esra this way, I should say the bracha with him. So, time can he ask, he explains that generally by Chazaras Hashatz, the batfila has in mind that he wants to be yaitza the tzibur. By brachas achas me'en sheva, this thing that said after Shemen Esra, generally, because, and we gave the whole reason, we said that generally there is no chazaras hashatz by Ma'ariv, the batfila is not generally having a mind to be yaitza the people with their davening. Since the batfila is not having that mind, you can't be yaitza. In order to be yaitza, batfila has the mind to be yaitza. You and you have to be mind to be yaitza from the batfila. Therefore, you have to say it alone. Now, if you, the Batfila said it already, you have to daven. So Mishabura says it's everything. You're davening at home alone. You don't say the Birchas Achas Me'en Sheva. Says the Mishabura, don't really rely on this solution of listening to it. Can say the daven regular. That those who argue in general with this halacha, whether or not you are yaitza with the bracha achas mayein sheva with for your Shemayin Esra. Okay, that completes Reish Samaches with Kabbalah Shabbos. Now we're going to move on to post Kabbalah Shabbos. So let's start over here. Nehagin la kaddish v'beis haknesses. So Mechaber brings down that the minhag is to make kiddush in the base HaKnesses. Now in our shul we don't do that, but there are many shuls that still do that. Okay, the ein lemekadosh litoy meyayim kiddush. The person making the kiddush should not taste the wine. Elamatim lekatan. He gives the wine to a katan. The ain kiddush elamakam sudo, because you're not eating over there. And as we've learned previously, and we'll get more into this, you cannot be yotze kiddush if it's not makam sudo. So since you're not eating over here, you cannot be yotze with it. So let's see before we go into what's the purpose of this kiddush. Then, okay, and there are, like I said, there are some shuls that have been to that still make this kiddush, but before we get into what's the purpose and why it's changed, let's just see the Mishabur on this. Matima lekatan, you give it to a katan to taste. So an adult makes the kiddush, but he does not drink from it. He gives it to a katan. Hine. Yesh Armit says, Zari rak litan lekatan shalo yagia lechinuch. Should be a very young child, one that hasn't reached chinuch. Avol amogan avram kasev shana paiskin mutan litan afil lekatan shagia lechinuch. You can give it to a cotton that's even reached the age of chinuch, and kvashis, kvasheva, 6 or 7, kochad l'fim chorpa, depending on what age he is. But adarabba, he says, on the contrary, im yitirak l'cotton shelo yigi l'chinuch, if you give it to a cotton that has not yet reached the age of chinuch, yia b'richa samavarach l'vatola, now you're running into a problem that the guy who made the bayir priyagafa made a bracha l'vatola. The lo yigi l'chanche b'bracha, why can I make a bracha for a cotton? Because I have a chiyuv and being mechanachim. If he's not yet at the age of chinuch, then there's no reason to make that bracha. Even what we're going to explain later, the I can't give something to a cotton that's even asa d'rabbanon. So l'chayra, I can't drink from this wine because I'm not doing makam kiddush and makam suda. So why can I give it to a cotton? There's a number of reasons I see in the Magen Avraham. V'u'adin, the mutal ha'achlik tana b'shabbos b'shachris. You're allowed to give food to a cotton in Shabbos morning before Kiddush. And on the contrary, don't panic, right? You're the children. What happens if you don't have a cotton there? Then you should drink. So he says, drink, taste it, and then drink a revius of wine, and the wine will count as your suda, Kiddush or Makam Suda. We'll see later on. Some people use that on Pesach if they can't make it, if you don't have gebrucks, you don't have mezainas, you can drink an extra revius wine as your kiddush b'makom suda. Of course, you should make a bracha achrayne. Don't be concerned, you'll still be able to make kiddush at home and be yotze the rest of the people in your house. We'll see this more again. We're coming up to this in Reish Ayin Gimel. But bottom line, what we said so far, I make this kiddush in shul. Better for me not to drink because I don't have kiddush in makam suda. I better to give it to a cotton. Why we can give it to a cotton, I am not going to affirm. Okay? We're all good. If I don't have a cotton, then I drink to be taste the kiddush, and then I drink a revius wine, L'shem kiddush makam suda, for a suda. I make a bracha achrayna, and I still can make kiddush later on. We'll see shortly why. The ain kiddush makam suda heina, the ain amakadish yoyche b'kiddush zed, the person making kiddush of souls, that came in she'ena makam sudasa. He's not eating over here. Shem hacha asalei litam klum at yikadish makam sudasa. You're not going to taste at all. So remember, you can't just make, this is going to apply to a lot of halachas. If you're by kiddush and shul, you just decide you want a cup of whiskey, you can't make kiddush and not have a suda. You have to eat a mezainis. Otherwise, your kiddush is not a valid kiddush. Let's go a drop further in the mechaber over here. Umeikara, what's the reason for this kiddush? Meikara le niskanel b'shvil archim. The reason this was created was because of the guests, the achli v'shasi beknish, the lahitziyim yidei chavasim. There used to be guests that would come to town and they would eat in the Beis Medrash. And that was the reason that we made kiddush in the shul. Even though today, bezman hazeh, people don't eat in the Beis Medrash, loy bat la takana, the takana was not stopped. This is the reason for the places that have the minhag to make kiddush in the shul. Says the mechaber, the minhag not to make the kiddush anymore is more appropriate. Says the Rama, And the Hagi Lama Bishosh Makatra Mesak Nesses. You make Kiddush Mesak Medrash, you do do it. Let's see the Mishabru finish up the Simon. Lights the for the Archim Bek Nishtain La El Basimon Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Aleph Mishabru Mashik Safni Bazeh. He discusses over there eating the Mishmash. Let's see him Yidei Chevazim V'Avagav the Makadosh Atzma La Yotza. Even though the Makadosh himself is not being Yotza. Again, we'll see this in Shemarei Shayin Gimel. When they used to have guests to Mismadrish, the guy making the Kiddush was Moitzi then, even though he himself was not being Yaitzah. The Kiddush, Yachal Baruch Hachem, Af Pishay Noich Limoim, because Kiddush, you can make a bracha for others, even though you're not eating yourself. Shaloi L'Kaddish, the Mechaber says, better the meeting is not to make this Kiddush, says the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim's place, that you would make Kiddush, Bilvad, B'leil echad shel Pesach, ein l'kaddish beis haknesses, on the first night of Pesach, you shouldn't, because there you're running into a dalet kaisis problem. U'mahadrin achayayin, you should have best to have wine. V'nahagin liknes b'damim ha-mitzvah, mi sheyitin yayin l'beis haknesses, l'kdush av avdalta, they used to sell the schus to give the wine for Kiddush Avdala. V'ein l'vat l'minik, yahar b'goinim yisadu, this is an old minik, and therefore we should not be v'vat l'minik, we should sell it. K'moch kasar rajba. Lamad, the minik is to stand. This is a cure for having tired feet. You're able to be cured by standing by this kiddush. So if you do daven in a place that makes this kiddush, you can get, it has a curative effect as well. Okay, we'll stop over here. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue with Simon Ayin Reish, as they call it over here, instead of Reish Ayin.